USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. Cecilia Rousey is the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She tells CNN the president is working to lower costs for everyone.
He's also been focused on reducing the costs for families on really important items, such as reducing prescription costs, making child care and home care more affordable, lowering the cost of housing, which we know will increase economic growth.
Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe portrait is now the most expensive American art piece ever auctioned. It sold Monday for $195 million. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Senate is poised to take up an abortion bill this week. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying they'll vote on a federal law Wednesday.
No more running, no more hiding. The vote will shine light on every single one of us.
President Joe Biden recently met with other G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss further actions to take against Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the latest unified action the G7 countries are taking.
For the first time ever, the G7 agreed as a whole to ban or phase out Russian oil. We will keep building on our unprecedented sanctions that are enacting a heavy toll on Russia's economy.
The U.S. also announced additional measures imposed on Russia, including an advertising ban from Russia's three biggest TV stations, a ban of accounting and consulting firms working with any Russian, and additional restrictions on Russia's industrial sector. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As pro-abortion groups continue to protest outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, Congress is taking action.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe versus Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilots for Alaska Airlines are voting on a strike. Voting opened on Monday and ends May 25th. Contract negotiations between the airline and pilots are at a standstill. The Airline Pilots Association saying the company has failed to meet demands for better pay and scheduling. The union saying it won't stop until pilots get a contract they deserve. I'm Tim Berg. Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The 7-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.